After a 2-week shelter-in-place order was put on the UW-River Falls campus, the university has put further plans into their Falcons Forward initiative to prevent further spread of COVID-19 and discipline students harsher for violations than before. Provost David Travis spoke more on the discipline that would take place if students continue in not following COVID-19 health regulations.
As the level grows in terms of the breakage of the rules, the way we handle it will become more and more extreme. So if we have a person that is blatantly breaking the rules multiple times, there is a student misconduct process that we can follow that will eventually lead to them being sent home.
Around 800 students left the campus when the order went in place, according to data collected from Pierce County Public Health. There remains uncertainty from both Pierce County Public Health and UW-River Falls on if any of the 800 students that left campus went untested and brought the virus back to their communities. Administration Chief of Staff Beth Schumer spoke on the likelihood of students bringing COVID-19 back to their homes.
I don't know that I would say I'm worried. I would say it would be really unfortunate if that were to happen. I mean, that was why we had provided the guidance of shelter in place. And, you know, I think we followed up with a few queries that came in afterwards saying, all right, if you went home, please shelter in place at home.
UWRF is currently testing 250 students a day and has a total of 80 active cases on campus. For Falcon News, I'm Theodore Tolleson.